So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, it's Friday, December 11th. Good morning, 8-11. Dean Richards returns to WGN Radio on Sunday. He'll be doing his show, and then we'll get the entertainment news reports from him again starting on Monday, as revealed by Robert Feeder this morning. Dean had COVID. He's doing fine, though. Symptoms were mild, and as he said, a lot of people had a much bigger problem with the virus than he did. So good that he's done well with it and is feeling better, and we will hear him back here on the radio. Meantime, some entertainment news, starting with the Billboard Women in Music Awards. And here's a little bit of Miley Cyrus presenting Dolly Parton with her Hitmaker Award yesterday.
When Elvis sought to record Dolly's I Will Always Love You, Dolly famously said no, keeping control of her song that Elvis wanted half of the publishing royalties to. Slay all day, Dolly. I'm honored to present the first Billboard Women in Music Hitmaker Award to my godmother, Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. I'll always love you.
And Dolly then gave her acceptance speech and thanked Miley. Here's a little bit of that.
Well, thank you so much for this Hit Maker Award. And who better than my little fairy goddaughter, Miley, to present it to me. Thank you, Miley. Anyway, I'm very appreciative of this. I've been with Billboard for so many years, had so many hits on the charts there, and I'm very grateful for that. Of course, I'm proud of all of the wonderful women in show business that write all these wonderful songs. This is going to go in my museum at Dollywood. Thank you.
The Billboard Music Awards also featured Breonna Taylor's mom, and she presented Cardi B with her award. Listen.
I'm Tamika Palmer. I'm the mother of Breonna Taylor. On March 13th of this year, my daughter was unjustly taken from the world, and the outpouring of support has been overwhelming. One of Breonna's most outspoken advocates for justice over the last 9 months has been Cardi B. From the start, Cardi has used her platform to spread the truth about what happened to Breonna and to reaffirm that black women's lives matter. Cardi B's impact reaches far beyond music. That's why I am so proud and honored to present Billboard's Woman of the Year Award to Miss Cardi B.
That was nice. And also in our music news this morning, Britney Spears released Matches featuring the Backstreet Boys last night. Here's a little bit of it.
Like playing with matches, matches, matches. This might leave some damage, damage, damage. Like playing with matches.
Britney Spears and Matches, the deluxe version of her album Glory, has that track. Dean has recorded previously some tips for this weekend, quarantainment. We'll get to that momentarily. Right now, time at the tone will be exactly 8:15. And Dean Richards did record previously some ideas for quarantainment and weekend home video picks.
For something big, bold, musical, and super campy, there's the Ryan Murphy Netflix adaptation of the short-lived Broadway production of The Prom. It's the story of a bunch of down-and-out Broadway divas trying to drum up some publicity for themselves by going to small-town Indiana to fake concern over a high school girl's effort there to attend her prom prom with her girlfriend, despite the homophobic PTA and some closed-minded students. Aside from painting both sides of this story with very broad stereotypical strokes, the prom is a more glitter-filled, fabulous fest of song and dance with Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, James Corden, Keegan-Michael Key, Andrew Rannells, and newcomer Joe Ellen Pellman delivering a high-kick musical message of tolerance for all. It's fun. It's a Dean's List B. Meryl Streep also stars in the very clever story Let Them All Talk, set and actually filmed on board the transatlantic ocean liner The Queen Mary 2. It's a story that was basically improvised by its talented cast, since the screenwriter only provided descriptions of the character and a rough outline of the skeletal plot. Streep is an award-winning novelist who has invited her old college friends and her beloved nephew, played by Candace Bergen, Diane Wiest, and Lucas Hedges, to join her on a cruise as she struggles with writing her next book. The do-it-yourself drama here had to be a handful for director Steven Soderbergh. It's a Dean's List B+, and playing now on HBO Max. Also this weekend, there's the charming romantic drama Wild Mountain Thyme, starring Emily Blunt and Jamie Dornan as neighbors in the lush greenery of County Mayo in Ireland. Both charming misfits, both living on adjacent farms, but not sure of how to express their feelings for each other. Now, aside from the very thick brogues that you'll have to translate, it's a very charming story, beautifully shot, with great supporting performances by Christopher Walken and John Hamm, a Dean's List B playing on demand. And even though you know Marvelous Mrs. Maisel star Rachel Brosnahan best for her comedy, in I'm Your Woman, she stars in a 70-set thriller drama about a mob wife who takes off to protect her and her small child. Movies like this aren't usually told from the perspective of the wife. This one is pretty smart, and another Dean's List B. Catch it on Amazon Prime. And for the family this weekend, there is the third installment of the Irish folklore trilogy Wolfwalkers on Apple TV+. It's a rare hand-drawn animated adventure about two young girls saving the hunted wolf population of their native Kilkenny. It's beautiful and thoughtful and sure to be a candidate for Best Animated Movie of the Year. Finally, for some holiday fun. If you can't get enough of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, check out its 2017 animated adaptation that's streaming now on Amazon Prime. Mariah's real-life, star-studded, magical Christmas special is streaming now on Apple TV+. To get my movie reviews and home video picks sent to your phones every week, just text the word Dean to 97999. Dean Richards, WGN News.
It'll be good to have Dean back on the radio here on WGN Sunday, and then entertainment news with us Monday. Dean, not the only showbiz luminary with COVID lately. Ellen DeGeneres yesterday revealed she tested positive. She made the announcement on social media, writing in part on Twitter, "I want to let you all know that I tested positive for COVID-19. Fortunately, I'm feeling fine right now. Anyone who has been in contact with me has been notified, and I am following all proper CDC guidelines." Production on her show has been suspended until January, and apparently Ellen broke the news to her staff via a letter, and the show had finished its most recent taping on Tuesday. There had been limited numbers of in-studio audiences over the past few months since production resumed in October. Also, big news from Disney. They unveiled a blitz of new Star Wars projects, including 10 television shows, two of which will be Mandalorian spinoffs, another that will follow C-3PO and R2-D2, and at least 15 Disney-branded movies announced as in the works for Disney Plus, with new installments in The Ice Age, Night at the Museum, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Sister Act, and Cheaper by the Dozen. Amy Adams will star in a sequel to the 2007 musical Enchanted, and Tom Hanks is going to appear as Geppetto in a live-action Pinocchio. They also announced Disney Plus is raising its monthly price by $1 to $7.99 beginning in March.